I don't know if you are walking with a little pep in your step this morning because you know that you are walking in to quit your job today.
Oh, wow. What a feeling.
I know. It's one of those feelings where you're like, all right, I've got something lined up, or this is it. You know, you're at peace with what's going on.
I've never done that before. I've gotten fired, though. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, me too.
That's a different kind of pep in your step.
There are probably some things that you should probably take care of before you say, I'm done.
Okay.
And that is things that you should probably delete from your computer, your work computer. All right.
What kind of stuff?
We got five little things. One, personal files. We're talking.
Sure. Yeah. 100%.
Photos, tax documents, things like that, that, you know, you may have, you know, opened up on your work computer and just saved them somewhere on the desktop or in a folder there. Just make sure that those are gone. Like, you know, get a little thumb drive and just dump them all onto a thumb drive before you actually say, I'm out, you know, because if you say you're out, chances, you know, it could be that the company's like, okay, we'll see ya. And then is like, boom, you're done. You don't have any access to anything anymore, you know?
Right. So be prepared to make sure that you don't need access to anything before you give them your deuces.
Right. And also get rid of any personal apps or software or browser extensions that you've added to your computer, because someone else is probably going to get your computer. Just make sure that you are logging out of like Venmo.
Oh, yeah. So it's, Spotify. Yeah, especially if it's been like, say, all your passwords have been saved in your browser or something.
Right,
like that.
Right. I mean, Netflix. I don't know if you're watching Netflix at your work desk, but make sure that you're logging
you
out of all those.
Be.
Right. Deleting any texting apps that you may have had on there, like Google Hangouts or Messages or things like that, especially if you've been texting friends, not work colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
Mm hmm. Especially if you've been talking about the boss behind their back.
Oh, my gosh.
And as you said, passwords. Make sure that you're getting rid of all your passwords. Disconnecting things like your iCloud account, your Google Sync, your, you know, like we said, Spotify, any sort of bank accounts that you may have. All those passwords that you saved, make sure that you're clearing and wiping all those.
For sure.
Listen, we're not IT. So, like, I'm sure
I'm not a computer genius, but you want to make sure that you're at least read up on how to make sure you do that so you don't get yourself in a difficult situation once you're gone.
And then finally, last thing, you know, if you're walking in, you're thinking, you know what, today's my last day, I'm going to turn in my 2 weeks. Delete your browser history.
Right. You can do that easily.
I've said on the show, we've said plenty of times, if management decided to take a look at our browser history, they'd probably be shocked.
We can call it research.
Oh, 100%. That's what I would say.
Yes, that's what we hide behind.
1,000%. We hide behind research. Researching the show.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I don't know if there are any managers or even if you've been an employee and have an embarrassing situation where they've caught your browsing history, or your browsing history was revealed to like your boss, or
you left a page up and walked away from your desk or something in an inopportune time.
I was just catching up on the show Shameless, and there's a scene where one of the characters, one of her friends had texted her and was like, hey, I want you to research circumcisions. And so she pulls up a website.
Oh, no.
And you can
probably. It didn't have pictures, did it? No.
Yes, it had pictures. And so.
Oh, gosh.
It's at this temp agency. She's at this, you know, like cubicle desk job. And
oh, gosh.
And there
that doesn't have anything to do with your job.
Right. And there are eyes that can clearly see what she's seeing.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. So it's one of those. But that'd be kind of funny. If you've got a story, that'd be fun to hear. But yeah, if you're walking with that little pep in your step this morning, knowing that, you know what, today is going to be my last day, and I love it.
Walk out with dignity. Yeah. Don't burn bridges.
For sure.
You know, don't light the place on fire on your way out.
But just make sure your bigbarnyardbutts.com is now off of your
Where
web browser
did you
history.
Get that, sir. Big Barnyard Butts.
Here. Hit that real quick. See if it really is a thing. I just made it up. See if it really is a thing.
Barnyard Butts.
Did it take you somewhere?
Hang on. Nope.
No.
Doesn't exist.
All right. So the domain.
Which means there's an opportunity.
There's an opportunity.
Sir.
Yes, there is. talking about on 99.7 DJX the things that you should do when you're thinking about quitting your job, like deleting from your work computer all your personal stuff, your browser history, things like that. Lisa texts us and says, as an HR rep, I can tell you, we do go through all your stuff when you leave. And I found all kinds of information about previous employees, including office affairs that went on under the radar.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Man, that would be the time when working in HR would be fun.
Yeah, you get to learn some dirt. Becca said a former coworker of mine inadvertently quit his job when he connected his iPhone to his work computer, back when you did that for updates and stuff like that. When the phone synced, the nudes he had recently taken were uploaded to corporate servers.
Are you kidding me?
And again, can I use this as a public service to not take those pics, sir?
I mean, you can take the pics, just don't connect your phone to your work computer.
Come on, those kinds of pictures always come back to bite you.
So Kim, you were in a you were in like a meeting, in a conference meeting.
My boss, pardon my French, was being a nosy. So I typed it out in an instant message to send to my coworker sitting beside me, and I sent it to my boss.
You were in a meeting. It was a conference call. And you were sending a text about your boss, but you accidentally sent it to your boss.
An instant message.
Oh, instant message.
Oh, God, that's worse. You can't even take that back.
So, what ended up happening?
I typed immediately after that. I guess you're going to want to talk to me after this meeting. Should you speak to me the rest of the day? And at the end of the month, during my semi-annual review, she told me how disappointed she was and how much I hurt her feelings.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's the worst way for someone to say, you know what, I'm not mad.
I'm just disappointed. Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
Y'all wild. Okay. Y'all wild.
Yeah, lots of good life lessons to learn here on how to properly exit a job.
Don't upload your nudes to the corporate account. Got it.
And delete, 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 and delete some more.